Wherever focus goes, energy flows. When you focus on something continuously, something magical happens. You get insights, don't you? You overhear a conversation and you hear something you wouldn't have heard if you didn't have that outcome or goal that you wanted so badly.
Learn to become still and to take your attention away from what you don't want and all the emotional charge around it and place the attention on what you wish to experience. Energy flows where attention goes. You can begin right now to feel healthy. You can begin to feel prosperous. You can begin to feel the love that's surrounding you, even if it's not there. And what will happen is the universe will correspond to the nature of your song. The universe will correspond to the nature of that inner feeling and manifest because that's the way you feel.
Where awareness goes, energy flows. Look at awareness as a glowing ball of light. So imagine your mind is a vast space and your awareness is a glowing ball of light that's floating through the mind and you can control where it goes. And if your awareness is going to a particular area of the mind, that's where energy is flowing because where awareness goes, energy flows. And energy is like water. If whatever I water will start to grow, right? So if I took a watering can and I watered a garden bed, would the weeds grow or the flowers grow? Both, right? Because Water can't tell the difference. Energy works the same way. If I put energy to a particular area of my mind, it will start to grow.
Most of the limitations we have do not exist in reality, they exist only in your own mind. And one of the starting points of great achievement is to start questioning those self-limiting beliefs and throw them off and act as if they did not exist.
It's all about focus. I don't care who you are, where you're from, doesn't matter. It's having a focus and having a purpose. Now, you wake up every single day to get better today than you were yesterday. It doesn't matter what you are. You're a basketball player, a hockey player, a golf player. Right? You try to reach your full potential by getting better every single day, and that's the quest.
What if you were to feel the emotion of the future before it happened every single day? Remember that feeling, and that feeling was for your heart, to fall in love with your life, to fall in love with your vision. You'd have to awaken that heart. If you could do that and marry that with the vision of your future, I promise you it'll be easier to make choices to step into that future. I guarantee you, you'll believe in it and do things to advance yourself into that future, and you step right into it.
We don't experience life. We experience life we focus on. Meaning, there's what's wrong is always available, so is what's right. Whatever you focus on, you feel, even if it's not true. If you imagine something horrible is going to happen, you feel it. You're in your body, right? So focus equals feeling. Focus equals reality to the individual. But we can consciously choose what to focus on.
We are so good at focusing on what could go wrong, we make it go wrong. And the way we make it go wrong is by avoiding the actions that could make it go right, because we're worried about it not going right. And so therefore, the neglect of the actions that would make it go right cause it to go wrong.
To become a creator in your life and truly practice it, if you're feeling the feeling of your future, you can't look for it. How could you look for it if you feel like it already happened? And we cannot attract anything in our life that we feel separate from. And that means you gotta maintain that modified state of mind and body to keep your vision alive. You're gonna wanna feel that feeling more than you're gonna wanna feel your victimization. That's when you no longer belong to your past, that's when you belong to your future.
If you have big ambitious goals, you need to keep it right in front of your face. You need to be thinking about it all the time. It has to kill you inside that you're not there yet. This is what I look at all day right here. I have a vision board. This is sitting on my desk. I look at this all day, every day. It's a Lamborghini key. You know how far I am from owning a Lamborghini? I am so far from owning a Lamborghini, but I have to keep it in front of my eyes. I have to be thinking about it all day. It has to make me mad looking at that, knowing that I'm so far from owning it that I have to sit down and put my head down and continue working hard, or I'll never achieve my goals. It should just eat you up inside that you're not there yet, and then that is what motivates you to continue working.
Having positive expectations is one of the most powerful techniques you can use to become a positive person and to ensure positive outcomes and better results in your life. Your expectations become your own self-fulfilling prophecies. Whatever you expect with confidence seems to come into your life. Since you can control your expectations, you should always expect the best. Expect to be successful. Expect to be popular when you meet new people. Expect to achieve great goals and create a wonderful life for yourself.
Nothing is impossible as long as you really believe it and trust yourself.
Do you think it's your destiny? Do you think it's your birthright, your destiny to
My
be?
My friend, you have to make your destiny.
Everyone in this room knows how to create. You're not a manager of your life, you're a creator of your life. How do you create your life? You get hungry for something, don't you? Who has done something in your life that once seemed difficult or impossible, and now it's part of your life? If there's something you once envisioned and now it's real, it's because you didn't just envision it, you brought so much emotion to it that now it's in your life.
What I discovered about focusing in on a goal or something you want to accomplish is that the moment that you focus in on what you want to do, that's when you begin to have energy to do it. A distracted person lacks energy. And when they get to the thing they need to be focusing in on, they don't have the energy to give. But when a person says, no, this is the one thing I'm going to do, and they set their mind to it, they set their eyes on it, and they set their hand to do it, all of a sudden, energy begins to fill their life. Why? Because what you focus on, what you concentrate on, what you desire to accomplish, once your eyes are fixed on that, it begins to energize you and you begin to see the possibility of making it happen.
What's your dream? What do you want in life? You want happiness and joy? You want material things? You want super health? You want a great relationship? You can have it all. The external world you're living in, the conditions, experiences, is a reflection of what is within you. If you get within you pure and beautiful, the external world will change. But you have to change the inside first and then give yourself time to succeed. When you change the inside first, it's like planting seeds. You don't plant a seed, walk out the next day and go, where's the tree? You planted the seed. You have to water it and fertilize it and give it time. And then it sprouts. And then you give it time. And it gets the sun. And then it begins to grow. That's how things manifest.
The most important thing is that you take action. You see, the major difference between successful people and failures is successful people are action-oriented and failures are not. Successful people are result-oriented. Successful people are action-oriented. They think of what they want and they take action. Does it work? Now, if you take action, only two things can happen. What are they? Succeed or fail. Pretty simple. If you succeed, you do more of it. If you fail, what do? You learn something and try something else. Human beings are trial and failure organisms. We trial and fail, try and fail, try and fail, try and fail, try and fail, and then try and succeed. You only have to succeed the last time.
Where energy flows, attention goes, and where attention goes, energy flows. Where is your attention? That attention will willingly or unwillingly deploy energy, life force. Are you going to be expending your life force focusing on somebody else's life, dreams, ambitions, problems? I don't give a f- about what anybody else is doing. How hard is it to understand? I don't watch people's stories on Instagram. I don't give a damn. I'm living my own reality. And people are out here worrying about what I do. Don't worry about what I do. Watch the podcast and go level up. It's a choice. And if you don't think it's a choice, so be it. It's not a choice. And that's how you'll live your life, like an accident. But the people that want to make it out and they want to win at life, got to grab life by the balls, bro.
Life is much too short to live fearfully, to settle for less than the best that's in us. We can become only what we expect of ourselves. We must act the part before it can become real.
When you really want something, just in my life experience and seeing other people, seeing myself, seeing other people that like made stuff happen, it's like, man, when you really want something, you're going to find a way, ultimately.
Every single day is about winning that battle against yourself.
And it might not be today or next year or 5 years or 10 years, but this thing takes priority and precedent over all other things.
You have to want it. You have to want to be better.
When you realize you have to make this shit work or you're falling on your face, it's a different kind of grind, a different kind of mentality, a different kind of person, a different side of you that you've never seen before that comes out when you go all in.
Everybody has the desire to do something, but they don't have that, they don't know how to really complete the process of dedicating themselves and having the discipline to do it.
One of the most important laws of human existence. In the universe, we know that all of energy is in a state of vibrations. And we also know this is the law of radiation, that everything is vibrating outward. And we find that whatever you are thinking, your thoughts are also a form of energy that is vibrating and radiating out from you and that travels at the speed of light so that you can affect people and circumstances at great distances. That's why it's so important that you keep your thoughts on what you want, keep your thoughts on what you desire, and keep your thoughts off of what you don't want.
You have to decide what to focus on. Now, again, if you don't think about it, you'll be triggered by the environment or you'll be triggered by your habit. But whatever you focus on, that's your experience of life. I always tell people, you don't experience life. You experience the life you focus on. Right now, you could focus on something and get yourself pissed off. If it's not in your own life, it could be about other people. right? You can find total joy in this moment or gratitude if you focus on something else. So we don't experience life. It's what we focus on. And what we focus on, we feel, even if it's not true. Focus equals reality to the individual, even though it's not reality in actuality. Or a simpler way is focus equals feeling.
Focus on the future versus the past. Focus on what is going to be done differently in the future rather than what has happened in the past. Why is that? A very simple reason is because the person cannot control the past. Not being able to control the past, any criticism over what they've done in the past causes them tremendous stress and frustration. The key to success in life is a positive mental attitude. A positive mental attitude is based on expectations of success, of a positive set of expectancies. A positive set of expectancies is based on beliefs and your self-concept. The core of your self-concept, which determines your effectiveness in life, is your self-esteem, and your self-esteem is measured by how much you like yourself. The two things that hold us back more than anything else are the fears of failure and the fears of rejection. So one of the core secrets of success is this. It's become a perpetual self-esteem generating organism. Continually be doing things for yourself, to yourself, in your life that cause you to like yourself, to love yourself, to accept yourself, to respect yourself, that cause you to feel terrific about yourself.
When you reach a goal, you're going to act like you're already there. It's already happened intellectually the second you think about it. It's already happened emotionally when you're emotionally involved with it. So it's only a period of time until it manifests in physical form. But because it's not in physical form, we act like we haven't got it yet. That's why most people stay stuck, because they're acting like they haven't got it yet. You see yourself, your imagination, you've got to be that person. You've got to be it intellectually. You've got to be it emotionally. Well, it's only a period of time then until it manifests physically. That's one of the first laws of the universe. It's a perpetual transmutation of energy. Energy is moving into form, always.
The mind basically has no ability to tell what's good for you and what's not good for you. If the mind actually knew, we'd all be perfect. The mind doesn't know, right? So whatever we tell our mind, whatever we repeat over and over in our mind creates patterns. And these patterns, when they're repeated, whether they're repeated consciously or unconsciously, become deeply ingrained.
You got 24 hours in a day. 8 hours you sleep, right? And most people work a 9 to 5. So 8 hours you work. Okay, so we have 16 hours. We got breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So we'll be at night. That's 19. Take your hour to get ready. So we have 20 hours. So I cannot spend, you guys cannot spend 4 hours going to, oh, they lying. Oh, I like this photo. Oh, they faking. Sending photos to other people. Y'all got to get focused. I'm where I'm at because I'm focused. Tunnel vision. I'm focused on what I got
to
do.
The pain of what you're feeling is nothing compared to the joy that's coming. And the reality is, that's life, isn't it? No matter what situation happens, something good's coming.
Everything you're going through is preparing you for what you ask for.
If you could fall in love with your future, and the heart produces a very strong magnetic signature, and you get your brain coherent and working really well, that intention that you have has a signal in the field. And we've measured this. And so then if you could begin to experiment by changing your energy, could it change my life? That's the experiment. I'm just curious. If you started doing it, that you could actually shorten the distance between the thought of what you want and the experience of having it. And all of a sudden, you're no longer going anywhere to do it. It's kind of coming to you.
You see, what you say is what you get. Your tongue is a creative force. Words have power, more power than you could ever imagine. Every word that comes out of your mouth has 100 to 1,000 times more power than a thought. If you believe that what you say will happen, you will get whatever you say.
Once you start to understand that what you think about, your thoughts, is what expands and becomes your life, you start getting real careful about what you think about. Real careful. So that when you have a thought that says, gee, I got a sniffle, it's in my nose, but tomorrow it'll probably be down here in my throat. And on Wednesday, it's probably going to be here in my chest. Always seems to happen this way. And on Thursday, I'm going to have a fever. I get one every time. You can just about count on it. I'm going to have to take Friday off. Now, it's Monday morning, and you got a sniffle, but in your mind, in your thoughts, you're taking Friday off with a fever, and lo and behold, your body begins to react to this thought, which is just a mistake of the intellect to begin with.
Here's how the system works. Everything you could ever ask for, you could ever have now or ever ask for in the future, you already have right now. You already have all of it. You simply are not experiencing it. Because everything that has ever happened is happening now and ever will happen is happening right now. It is for you merely to reach into the sea of infinite possibilities and call forth the reality you choose now to experience. And you do this through three devices mainly: thought, word, and action. That is what you say, what you think or believe, and of course what you do.
If you wake up and every day you obsess over something and you live and breathe it, and that's what you think about, that's what you do, that's what you...
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
You study on and off. It's what you stay up every night grinding, and no one else even gives a flying about it. It's like, you just feel like a weirdo, you know, like an outcast. Yeah. We agreed not to drink. We didn't do, like, we didn't date. We didn't do anything. We just literally obsessed from the time we woke up to the time we went to bed. That's literally all we did.
We have to always remember our purpose will always be there. I have nothing in front of me right now. No race, no nothing. But the purpose is myself. Your mind has to be stronger than your feelings. On those bad days, when you think that you're alone, you just might be. Because you know why? No one else wants to do it.
We don't see reality how it is. We see reality how we are. You have to think about what thoughts you do want to fire and wire in your brain. And a belief is just a thought you keep thinking over and over again. And you keep, with intention and with attention, keep installing the circuitry to remember to think that way. I swear your biology will be mapped as a thought. That would be the new voice in your head that said you can.
If you're listening to all the negative things around you, what kind of vibration do you feel that would put you in? Well, obviously, because the mind is like fertile ground, what you plant grows. So you want to make sure you don't plant what's negative, because what's negative will grow. You can't plant negativity and expect positivity to grow. So in any situation, even if there's some negative aspects to that situation, I think the most intelligent thing you might do is focus on the positive aspects of that situation. Figure out the silver lining in every cloud and focus on the good in every situation, because what goes in grows. So you do not want to focus on the negative.
If you know that you were destined for something, and that you were fated for something, that you have a sense that your life had a meaning, a purpose, then you can withstand the traumas, the setbacks, the difficulties, the bullshit, the criticism, and all the other things.
The secret is to get and hold fast in your mind the mental image of the person you would most like to be. Then in every situation, you act and talk as you feel that person would. You make the kind of decisions you think that person would. This is the way to constantly grow into a better, more effective person. You immediately begin to act with more confidence, and confidence is the first step to accomplishment. As your accomplishments begin to grow, which they most certainly will, real confidence slowly takes the place of the part you've been playing. Day by day, you'll grow into the image you hold in your mind.
Make up your mind. That's this idea of you got to be realistic, that you got to be logical, is a bunch of nonsense. You don't have to be logical at all.
The biggest lesson that I've learned is the power of the mind, and just how important it is to look at yourself in a high regard and to believe in yourself. I think in order to paint a bright future for yourself, you have to be able to see it in your mind. You have to believe in it. And the more you believe in it, you know, the more your world will start to change, and the more you'll just start to, you know, see your beliefs come to pass.
Delayed gratification, which means putting off enjoying the fruits of your labor for a period of time. It's temporary, so that you're focused in on what you're doing. This is the one thing that people always did that people that are not successful don't do. They're obsessed with making money. They're obsessed with their mission, their purpose, their idea, their project. And it's all they do. It's all they think about. They eat, drink, and sleep this obsession. They work on it, but it's not work to them. They absolutely love the journey, because they understand the journey is actually the reward.
And you know, if you read every single story of every single man or woman who's ever accomplished anything, their entire life is a lifetime of failure. It is failure, outstanding success. Boy, wasn't he lucky. You find that successful people try far more things, and most of the things you try won't work. At least they won't work initially. So therefore, the thing is to keep trying, because you have a cybernetic organism or a mechanism built into your brain, which means every time you try anything, you learn something. You try something and you learn something, and you learn what works and you learn what doesn't work. So you find there's a direct relationship between the number of times you try and how likely it is you are to triumph. And so if you hear a good idea today, resolve to give it a try. And the faster you try it, the better.
You want to reach your goal? How to reach the goal the quickest? Be focused with your energy, meaning be focused with the mind. Don't lose the goal from the mind. Whatever you do from the moment of waking up until the evening, whatever you do, keep the goal in the mind.
Nothing changes in the winner's mind. Do you understand that? You have to be obsessed. You have to be mission focused. You have to be driven by something greater than what average people are driven by.
Stay focused and stay in the studio. Stay working. Stay grounded. Stay humble. Keep making money and stack it high as you can stack it, no matter what anyone around you say.
Your destiny, when you identify with your destiny, you have to be maniacal. You have to be uncompromising. It don't matter how much it feel like it ain't gonna work. Complete delusion. You gotta believe the delusion, because it's only delusional until it works. So is it really delusional? A motherfucker only gonna call it delusion until it don't work for nobody else to see, but for the whole world to see. And then once the world see it, there's nothing delusional about it. Now your delusion becomes, oh, he was a f***ing genius. We didn't see it when he saw it. We didn't understand it when he did. We thought this motherfucker was crazy.
Is there any better feeling than being locked in?
No.
Like when you are locked in and you are, you know, you're taking and you're in a rhythm, right, and you're, every day you're knocking it down. You never miss a step. Nope. Like you go to bed feeling great. Yep. You wake up feeling inspired. You go in the gym with energy, right? Like that's the best way to live.
But I promise you, bro, you have so much potential. If you literally just took it and put it in one place, you could literally change your life.
Truly believe that if you put your 100% effort into something, then you can't lose. God knows if you deserve the results. And if you truly try, you truly commit yourself 100% to something, I don't see how you can fail it. That I don't think you can. That I refuse. That I completely refuse. You can't fail at it.
You said you were going to do it this year, but you didn't. So what's going to be different about this year? What kind of person are you going to actually become in order to achieve what the f*** you want to achieve?
Commitment, discipline, and consistency. Why? Because energy loves momentum. You must fully commit. When you go in, it should be, I'm going all in. If you're going all in, that's the intensity of your energy. That's your focused energy. We always say where focus goes, energy flows and results show. So you focus there. But then you focus there, how long you focus there for? And how consistent are you? You focus there just on Mondays? Or you focus there every moment of every day? That intensity of the energy is what manifests. The discipline, it requires discipline to keep that consistency. There's a saying that says, persistency allows you to get it. Consistency allows you to keep it.
Be aware, notice everything, but keep to yourself. You see, a lot of y'all are because you see the negativity, you see the bullshit, and then you lean into it. You talk about the drama, and you gossip all the time with your friends, when in reality, you should be focused. Focus up. Who gives a f*** what they think? Who cares what they're doing? What are you doing? And why aren't you progressing?
A broke person thinks that there's a limit to opportunity and a limit to the amount of money out there, that there's a finite resource of money. They think, I just don't have opportunities. I've missed the opportunities. There's this limiting belief around money that poor or broke people have. Rich people, on the other hand, understand this, that money is a renewable resource, which means if they lose all their money today, it's no problem. They can create more. Do you understand this? Do you think that you can create as much money as you want? You don't, do you?
You've got to bet on you. You believe in everybody else, you clap for everybody else, you support everybody else, you're baking cakes and making cookies for everybody else. But when are you going to look in the mirror and believe in the darn person you see? It's about time for you to believe in you.
If you could do that really well and keep practicing falling in love with your future, the stronger the emotion you feel, the more you remember your future. And to the brain, it's exactly the same. The brain is literally being branded by that image, and the brain does not know the difference in that moment between the real life experience and the experience that you're having in your mind.
We're spiritual beings. Spirit flows to and through us. And will do anything for us. Whatever we ask, it'll give us. And we're asking in thought. So what we want to do is take a look. What have I been thinking? Take a look at your results. You'll know what you're thinking. That's how you can tell the frequency you're on. Frequency is vibration. Vibration is feeling. When you say, I feel bad, what you're really saying is, I'm not in a very good vibration. Conscious awareness of vibration is referred to as feeling. So I think the way to really understand the frequency and the vibrations you're operating on is by the results you're getting. If you're continually having problems in all areas of your life, you're in the wrong vibration, and we can change it.
When you change the be-do-have paradigm, you start acting as if, and your body starts getting the message, I have that which I would choose to receive. I already have it. Now, once you cross that huge barrier, she gives it, you think you don't have it, and you're trying to get that which you do not have, namely more money. But once you get that you have it, then it just becomes a question of how many zeros are after the first number. And so you'll discover that what goes around indeed does come around. Not because you perform some real true magic trick in the universe, but because you finally got the truth of who you are at some universal cosmic level. And the universe never says no to your thought about yourself. It only grows it.
Don't ever let somebody tell you you can't do something. Not even me. You got a dream, you got to protect it. People can't do something themselves. They want to tell you you can't do it. You want something, go get it. Period.
Nobody changes until they change their energy.
Right.
When you change your energy, you change your life. It's the way it is. When you stop using your enemy to reaffirm your addiction to hatred, when you stop using your Facebook to reaffirm your addiction to insecurity, you stop that whole process, and you start going inward, and you're no longer relying on those outer things to create those emotions, and you start creating those inner emotional states, you start changing your energy. Now, whatever is no longer a vibrational match between you and that past, present reality is going to fall away.
Right.
They're just going to spiral out because you're no longer putting your attention on them. In other words, the stronger the emotion you feel with some problem in your life, the more you give it your attention. Where you place your attention is where you place your energy. You're giving your power away, your life force, your energy to heal to that person or that problem.
Yeah.
Lower the volumes of that emotion, you take your attention off that person, you're calling energy back to you.
Don't let losers and brokies sit and say to you, oh, all our graves are the same, it doesn't matter. No, it does matter. You were not born to suffer and die without being remembered or leaving a mark on this planet. You weren't born for that. You were born to do something great and to be remembered. You were born to leave offspring, which are so fantastic, raised in your image, that you, by proxy, are discussed into eternity. Your bloodline becomes synonymous with competence and capability. That's why you were born.
That vision of that future, the brain naturally creates for the passionate person. That vision where they're seeing that future, they put themselves in that future. And when they do that, they feel the emotion of that future. And they're actually doing that by thought alone. So once they feel the feeling of that future, they can believe in that future because they felt it. I'll tell you, there's nobody or no one or no circumstances. I know that I could create that.
You can do whatever you make up your mind to do. Believe, and you shall receive. Will you please remember that your life is exactly what you make it by your own mental attitude?
You gotta believe it's already yours. That's the secret of manifestation.
Take it! It's yours!
Remember, whatever the mind of man can conceive and bring itself to believe, it can achieve.
Whatever you want to do, believe it, believe it, believe it. Even if you don't believe, play the game of belief. Act as if you believe. That is power. That is sheer power. And it will happen. Believe you me. Believe, believe, believe.
Let me tell you something. You got to become a millionaire before you become a millionaire. You got to be living in that beautiful house that you dream about before you be living in that beautiful house. You got to drive that car that you fantasize about driving and you dream about driving before you get that car. Because let me tell you something. It's about the mindset. Everything that you put in your mind, everything that you program in your mind, everything that you think about in your mind will come to life.
What if the truth was that you're greater than you think, more powerful than you know, more unlimited than you could ever dream? If that was the truth, that you are the creator of your life, if you believe that to be the truth, then you have to believe in yourself.
Believe that it has been given, or that you already have it, then you will receive it. He doesn't say believe that you will receive it. He says believe that you have received it. The very foundation for successful manifestation is finding who you are in your essence. And once you've found that, that already contains everything that you could wish for on a feeling level. Whatever you attain then comes out of the state of fullness, not out of the state of lack.
Whatever it is that you would like to do better, act as though you're a top-flight expert at it. And if you continue to play this part long enough, you will become an expert. If you can get a mental image of the person you would most like to become, begin now to act as that person would act in everything you do. Gradually, imperceptibly, you will actually become that person.
Successful people in all occupations, all professions, and all callings have one trait which distinguishes them from the failures. It is their capacity for belief. The failures see the hole in the donut, but do not see the donut around the hole. The successes see the hole also, but they see the donut around the hole.